Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is WWJ All Local.
Charges are being announced in the long-running investigation into former Michigan Speaker of the House Lee Chatfield. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel has already charged Chatfield's top two advisors in the corruption probe. This investigation allegedly has to do with the former speaker's use of millions of dollars in political contributions. Nessel's office has been investigating whether Chatfield allegedly took part in a criminal enterprise, potentially having to do with embezzlement, bribery, and campaign finance violations. The Oakland County Sheriff's Department is hosting a public town hall tonight, trying to generate more awareness around the growing danger of opioid addiction and overdose deaths. Sheriff Mike Bouchard says the county will be joined by federal DEA officers and others.
Some of our federal partners will be there. Families that have been so terribly touched by this will be there. You know, you can't be in the dark in this because it can take yours or somebody else's life like that. One pill can kill.
Tonight's meeting is scheduled to begin at 7 o'clock in the Oakland County Board of Commissioners Auditorium along North Telegraph Road in Pontiac. Two major projects in Detroit are moving forward after the Michigan Strategic Fund Board action today. The board has approved nearly $232 million in incentives for the new Henry Ford Health Project that will include a new research hospital, apartments, and other commercial buildings in the new center area. The $3 billion project also involves Michigan State University and the Pistons. The Strategic Fund Board also approved a Renaissance Zone designation for a new 600-room hotel that will be built on the site of the old Joe Louis Arena in downtown Detroit. The hotel will be linked to the Huntington Place Convention Center through a pedestrian bridge. Work on that new hotel is expected to start at some point this summer. Some new light-up art is coming to the city of Detroit tonight ahead of the NFL draft. As part of the ongoing efforts to beautify the city and to improve visibility for pedestrians, crews will install 40 LED lights onto the columns of the Detroit People Mover today. Here's Detroit Transportation Corporation Deputy General Manager Ernest Latham.
It's a visual enhancement to the 40-year-old cement columns that everyone is familiar with downtown. We'll be able to do different lighting patterns, lighting arrays, specialized lighting like for Pistons, Tigers, U of M, Wayne State, Michigan State, Lions, and there's some special stuff for the draft.
The lights can easily be seen from Spirit Plaza on Woodward. You can see the display when it's lit for the first time tonight, beginning at 8:30. The city of Detroit is celebrating today as it reached another major milestone for the city's black homeowners. Nearly $3 billion has been added in home wealth since 2014 for those who stayed in the city. That's according to a new study by the University of Michigan. The study was led by Professor Jeffrey Mornoff. It shows the net value of all occupied homes in the city increased from $4.2 billion in 2014 to over $8 billion in 2022.
Years ago, when this whole project started, and our abandoned homes, we don't have any anymore in Russell Woods. We have plenty. Land Bank came in, took up a lot of those empty homes, and they've rehabbed them. People have bought them, moved in. It's a prime property now. People are fighting to get into this neighborhood that people were walking away from just a few years ago.
The study also shows that neighborhoods that were at their lowest point in 2014 have risen the most in value. The city of Ann Arbor now one step closer to investing in its own power grid. Advocates have urged the city to hold DTE accountable for high prices and outages and make the city 100% renewable energy by 2030. City Administrator Milton Doheny presented his final 2025 budget last night, including $1 million toward another feasibility study.
We need to get in position to determine what our options are as it relates to utilities. And in order to do that, we do not currently have enough information to make intelligent decisions. That requires the Phase 2 study.
A Phase 1 study in 2023 estimated a takeover of DTE could cost the city over $1 billion. Here's a question: how healthy are Metro Detroit rivers? Representatives of Southeast Michigan Watersheds are sharing a report card for five rivers in our area. Those report cards evaluate the conditions of the rivers. The Southeast Michigan watersheds include the Clinton, Detroit, Raisin, Huron, and Rouge rivers. Here's Rebecca Esselman with the Huron River Watershed Council.
The overall grade that we received was a C. We came in as moderate. And I know if my kids brought home a report card with a C on it, I would start looking for support for them. So that's the big take-home message for me, is that our rivers and lakes need us.
The healthiest river, the Huron River. The Rouge River is the one that needs the most help, according to the survey. In fact, the Rouge River scored a D+. A reminder, tune in this Thursday night at 7 o'clock right here on WWJ, as we'll air the latest Odyssey Conversation on the environment. Officials at Ford now once again shipping its electric F-150 Lightning to dealers.
Those shipments have been on hold for 9 weeks for an undisclosed quality issue. But during that time, Ford continued building the electric pickup truck. Even with that hold, sales of the Lightning were up significantly in the first quarter. Ford adding a number of updates to the F-150 Lightning for the new model year. That includes a special technology-oriented package that it calls Lightning Flash. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
It's a fundraiser for mental health being held by the father of one of the students who was killed in the Oxford High School shooting. Craig Schilling will honor his son Justin with a bowling tournament that will take place April 20th and 21st at the Century Bowl in Waterford. All the money raised will help create free mental health programs for the Oxford community. Justin was a member of the Oxford High School bowling team. His family says watching him brought joy to everyone. Are you managing your stress? Well, that's important, so you don't end up with some even bigger problems.
Research shows that Americans are more stressed out than ever as more people have behavioral health conditions. Priority Health Dr. David Rizzutko says it's important to manage it so it doesn't lead to health problems.
Chronic stress can really even manifest in some physical symptoms. So it's not uncommon that patients come into my office and they're complaining of a physical ailment. Maybe it's manifesting in a headache or abdominal pain, or even worsening a pre-existing condition, something like diabetes or heart disease.
Rizzutko says stress busters are exercise, meditation, deep breathing, and music. If that doesn't help, he suggests seeking out professional help. Beth Fisher, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Having an A name may help you academically. An analysis by the University of Michigan reviewed more than 30 million grading records at the university from 2014 through 2022. The study found students with alphabetically lower-ranked last names received lower grades due to grading biases and the default order of submissions in Canvas. They also seemed to receive more negative and less polite comments. To fix this issue, the researchers suggest grading assignments in random order or hiring more graders for larger classes.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune to AM 950. Follow WWJ on our Odyssey app or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.